Bisul Friedman, Parshas Bamidbar.
Every Motzah Shabbos, when we make Havdullah, we know we always smell Besomim. This Motzah Shabbos, however, when we'll make Havdullah, we won't smell Besomim. And the Shala is why? Why, when Yontif falls on Motzah Shabbos for some reason, although we make Havdullah, we make boirem oirei hoesh, so it's Havdullah like every Motzah Shabbos, but because it's Yontif, we leave out Besomim, we don't smell Besomim. So we find the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim in Daf Kif Beis Amud Beis, where there's a machloikus in the Gemara about the Seder, how we say Motzah Shabbos. Yontif shechal yezach haShabbos, Rav Oma, Yayin, Kiddush, Ne Havdullah. V'Shmuel Oma, a different Seder, Yayin, Ne Havdullah Kiddush. So that's the Seder, a machloikus in the Gemara. But neither of them mention Besomim. Says the Rashbam, the reason why they don't give a simon for Besomim is because you don't need to smell Besomim when Yonta falls on Motzah Shabbos. The reason being, the reason why we smell Besomim every Motzah Shabbos is because the Neshama goes away. And this Motzah Shabbos, because it's Yontif, the Neshama doesn't go away, the Neshama stays, so there's no problem, says the Rashbam. You don't need to smell Besomim. Motzah Shabbos, simple. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos asks the Kasha. V'kusha, de'im kein b'motzah Yontif amai lo tikni Besomim. You haven't answered the question, you've just delayed it. L'chayr, instead of smelling Besomim Motzah Shabbos, because you say you have a Yontif also Neshama Yisaira, it's Beseder. So then at least Motzah Yontif, says Tosfos. L'chayr, we should be smelling Besomim. In Canaan, b'motzah Shabbos amaylo no tikni b'sumim. Lekach nira deviyontif leka neshuma yaseira. Zuk Tosfos, the emes says, there's no neshuma yaseira on yontif. So the question comes back, so why don't we smell b'sumim motzah Shabbos? V'hocha ein maske b'sumim meshim de simchas yontif v'achila v'shesia moyil kamoy b'sumim. You're right, says Tosfos, really we should be smelling Besomim, but we have something which is just as good as smelling Besomim. The Simchas Yontif with the Achila and the Shesia of Yontif is just as good, and it's Menachem, the Neshama Yisaira. So therefore, although we've lost the Neshama Yisaira, because we don't have a Neshama Yisaira on Yontif, says Tosfos, we Menachem our Neshama through Mitzvah Simchas Yontif, Achila v'Shesia. L'chayra, this answer of Tosfos needs a little bit of explanation. If it's as a choik that the Neshama Yisaira only has a Nechama through Besomim, so I understand, it's only Besomim and nothing else does the trick. But the minute Tosfos comes along and tells us, Taka, the Neshama is upset, the Neshama Yisaira is left, there's no Neshama Yisaira Yontif, but we've got something which is a bimkoim, Simchas Yontif, Achila, Veshesia. So L'chayra, we need to understand, why can we not say this a whole year round? Every Motzah Shabbos, Shteit and Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to eat Melava Malka. You got a mitzvah, eat Melava Malka. Why don't we say that the mitzvah of eating Melava Malka, Achila, Veshesia, is Azoy Chushev, like Besomim? Why don't we say that somebody who goes straight to learn, straight after Motzah Shabbos, he's got a kavias, that's just as good as Besomim? You know who has to smell Besomim? Somebody doesn't learn Torah straight Motzei Shabbos. You're learning Torah. No, Torah is Meshivas Nofesh. What can be more than Torah? Torah Meshivas Nofesh. You don't need to smell Besomim. And yet we don't find ever such a klal. The only time we find that we have a replacement for Besomim is when Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, and for some reason, the Simchas Yontif, Vachile Vashsi of Yontif, is Menachem and the Shomer, which a whole year we cannot do. So we need to understand this concept and what lies behind it. So first of all, we have to understand every Motzei Shabbos, how does this work, that we are Menachem, our Neshama. The Torah says this in Reish Tzadik Zayin and Hilchas Avdula, we smell Besomim Motzei Shabbos to be Menachem, the Neshama, which is Koyeves Al Yetzias Neshama Yisrael. Our Neshama is upset, it's lost the Neshama Yisrael, so we have to calm him down. How do we calm him? We reassure him, we comfort him through smelling Besomim. Now, the Neshama is a Dover Rochni. Besomim is a Dover Gashmi. How does this work? That by smelling Besomim, somehow, this is the way, this is the method, how to be Menachem and Neshama. It doesn't say you should learn Torah, it doesn't say you should give stokah, it doesn't say you should say kapitel tilim. Smell Besomim. How does this work? So, in order to understand this, we need to understand as follows. The Gemara tells us, in Masechtas Bruchas Daf Mem Gimel, Minayin Shemavarchim Al Areyach. Where do we learn out from that there's a mitzvah to make a brucha on smell? Shenema Koil Hanashoma Tahalel Ko. We know you never make a brucha on any hano unless it is a hano Shebegifoy. You eat something, you drink something, you make a brucha, shahakoy, lahadoma, mazoinus, whatever it should be. But you don't make a brucha on any other type of enjoyment. If you see something which gives you a simcha, you listen to some music which gives you a moedike geshmak, you don't make a brucha. The exception is reyach. Tells us Chazal, Minayin Shemavarchim al Reyach. How do I know that you have to make a bruch on Reyach? Shenema, Koil Hanashoma Tahalel Ko. Eize Dova Shahanashoma Nenes Mimeni. What does the Neshoma have Hano from? The Ein Hagif Neni Mineni, Ze Horeach. Besomim is something, Reyach is something which is a Ruchnius Dika Hano. The Neshoma has Hano. Asks the Bnei Yisoscha, why does the Neshama have Hanor from Reyach? The Neshama doesn't have Hanor from eating a piece of cake. He doesn't have a Hanor from a good vodka, not a good wine. Nothing! Not a cream cake, not a shtickle steak. Oh, Reyach, now you've caught him, now you've got him. The Neshama has a Noah. Come to Reyach, you've got the Neshama, he enjoys it. Interessant is, what's Pshat Freik the Bnei Yisoscha, that Neshama Dovarochni has Hano from Reyach? Sukte Gavaldi Gavod, as you look in Parshas Bereishis, where it's written about the Chet Udam Harishim, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, says the Bnei Yisoscha, you'll find in the Psikim that all the human senses and faculties are mentioned in the Pusik. They all took part and had somehow a chelik in this Aveira of eating from the Eitz Hadas, except for the Chish Horeach. So state in the Pusik as follows. Vateira ho'isha, she saw, she used her eyes. Vatikach, she took the fruit with her hand. Vatoichal, she ate. Vatitein, she gave. Vayoichal, he ate. Vayishmi, they heard. Vayoima, he said. All the various faculties were used to be over this aveira of Chet Eitz Hadas. The one and only faculty which was not used was Chish Horeach. It's not mentioned anywhere that Chish Horeach was in this Aveira. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, Dusif Shat in the Gemura, Eize Dover Shahan Neshomem Nenis Mimene Heva Oime Ze Horeach. Reach is geblieben a Rochnius Dika Hanor. And because it's geblieben a Rochnius Dika Hanor, because it was never Nif nifgam, it was never defiled by the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Therefore, neshama can be nehne von reich. All other faculties which became defiled and corrupted b'shas chait udam arishon, the neshama doesn't have hanor from them. Therefore, tells us the Gemara, the neshama has hanor from reich. With this, we understand very well what the pusuk tells us. V'chol asher neshama ba'apoy. We see from the Lushna Pusik, a person's neshama is in his nose. If we were to be asked, where do you think the neshama of a person resides? We would say, it's in his head, in his heart, but not in his nose. Why on earth the nose? And we find in the Orach Haim HaKodesh, in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Hei Pusik Chofalef, he writes, Nikvei ho'af hiderech mukim devekes hanefesh im koina. That through the nostrils of the nose, that's the place which the devekes hanefesh im koina, which combines, which contacts together the Rabbein Shloilam with our neshama. The question is, why the nose? The answer is, we understand according to Bnei Soscha, very good. Because that's the only part of our body which remained uncontaminated. And therefore, that's where the neshama goes, in the nose, the mukim hareyach. Now we understand very well, Motzah Shabbos, the neshama is koyeves. Because neshama Yisrael has gone away, Kedishah Shabbos has gone away. We want to comfort the neshama. So we comfort the neshama using reyach. Why do we use reyach? Because reyach is something with eizah dover sham neshama nenes mimene heva oimazeh hareyach. Reyach is geblibben, the one and only thing which has remained totally pure, uncontaminated, and therefore we are menachem the neshama dafka with reyach. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, why is our neshama upset when Shabbos goes away? Okay, Shabbos is taka gewaltiges mana, heilige kedisha, but there are mitzvahs which you can't do Shabbos, and you can only do them in the week, and we don't find lamushal, it comes motzah sikkus, the neshama is koyeves, that you can't shake arba minim anymore, that you can't sit in the sikkah. We don't find motzah pesach, the neshama is koyeves, that we can't be makai mitzvahs achilas matz anymore, that we can't hear the shoif and Rosh Hashanah. We could say that every single week the neshama should be koyeves when it comes in Shabbos, because a ganze vach hat man a mitzvah deraisa, a ganze tog from legen tefillin. It comes Shabbos, you can't put on your tefillin. We don't find that the neshama is ever koyeves when a zman hamitzvah has passed. The only time is Shabbos. Shabbos has passed, the neshama is koyeves from yitzias Shabbos. Why? But the mitzvah says you can't even do Shabbos. You can't put on tefillin Shabbos. You can't give Stoker Shabbos, you can't be, ich weiß, mafrish maser, trimmer, so many masers, mitzvahs masiyos, you're not allowed to do Shabbos, and the neshama has got no problem with that. Why is it dafka that comes Shabbos, neshama is koyeves? So we find in Medrash Tanchima, in Parshas Bereishis, a gewaltige chiddush. We know the Art Sadiqim, who they would fast and fast, always they would fast to be metaher themselves and to be mezachach themselves. Steht in Medrash Tanachim, Kvoid Shabbos, Odif mi elef ta'aniyos. That somebody who's machabed the Shabbos properly, that's even more, it's even greater than fasting 1,000 ta'aniyos. Kvoid Shabbos, Udif mi elef tanios. So you might tell me, yeah, Avada, that's speaking about somebody who's a grisa tzaddik, a heilige yid, but it doesn't speak to simple, ordinary people like us, who we are unfortunately not on that level, and we unfortunately are far removed from these madrigas. However, we find in quite a number of svurim, who tell us a gewaltige chiddush, because we have a mitzvah on Shabbos of oinig Shabbos, being machabed Shabbos. What does this mean, oinig Shabbos? Does oinig Shabbos mean that if you want to go and lie down Shabbos afternoon, oinig Shabbos? No, it's forbidden. Rather, you should sit and learn a ganze afternoon. If you want to tuck into a geschmack of cake on Shabbos, Well, Oynik Shabbos, why not? Oh no, a person's supposed to be mestapik b'miyad. You're not supposed to be kadoshim ti, kash asachu b'mitelach. A person shouldn't be overeating. Is that also apply Shabbos? Oh no, these things are all suspended when it comes to Shabbos. The Minkat Sheruv in his Sefer Divrei Torah brings down from the Siddur HaRizal the following words: Im oichel b'choil moisurois. Somebody who overeats just enjoys eating in the weekday. Nikra parish chageichem im moisef koyach lechitzoinim. That type of achila is goes to the chitzoinim, to the klippas. That what a person eats on Shabbos and Yontif, even if he eats more than he should be, hakol hirachni v'nivla be'evorim. This is all rachnius, and it is absorbed inside the body. Similarly, writes Reb Tzudok HaKohen, the same yourself. So, ma she'oichel masurois hakel hoylech likedishuk yediyah marizal. What you're eating Shabbos, he says, even if you're eating extra just for your own self enjoyment, indulgence, is if you're eating that Shabbos, you're mekayim a mitzvah for oynik Shabbos, hakel hoylech likedishuk yediyah marizal. Similarly, the Baal HaTanya writes this also in the Geirus HaKodesh in Simen Chovov. B'Shabbos yesh aliyah b'chol ha'ilumos mitzvah lechel b'tanigim lahar b'sbusa v'yayin af she'b'chol nikra zoylul v'soyva. Even though if you were to be eating this quantity and in this way and tucking in this way in the weekday, you'd be labeled a zoylul v'soyva, a glutton. Shabbos took the Baal HaTanya, you're mekayim a mitzvah. And as we shrub the Ben Yehuda and Sanhedrin of Lamed Ches in the name of the Arizal, Kosvi Girei HaArizal, B'yemois HaChoyl HaMoisrus, Lo Yali El HaKodesh Panima. Abo B'Shabbos, Gam HaMoisrus, Yesh Behem Mitzvah, V'lo Yemuzin LeKlippa El HaHakel Hoylech LeKedisha. Reb Tzvi Heshverbe, in the Sefer Kehem HaTzvi, is Meramez is Yisod, by the mon. By the mon state, we know they were forbidden to leave over the mon from one day to the next. The exception was Shabbos. State in the Torah, V'yanichi oisad aboike, tashet siva moshe, v'loi hivish, v'rima loi hoisaboy. It didn't become wormy, it didn't become spoiled or rotten in any way. Zugrib si heshver, but this is a remes. Chazal tell us, mar babuso, Marberima. The more busa a person eats, the more is lighter. Marberima lachameva esrim. This brings all the rima, worms, and all the schlechte talum lachameva esrim. That says Upsi Heshreba, that's when a person is marba busa in the week. Abe kam Shabbos koidesh, take by the mon, loy hivish verima, loy hoisaboy. We know a Yid comes home Shabbos, Friday night. He starts off the seed and he says, Shuloim aleichem malachei hashuloim. L'chayre, you call them malachei hashulim. We know the Gemara tells us in Pesuchim Kifites, who are these two maluchim? When a person goes home Friday night, he's accompanied by two maluchim, a malach toiv and a malach ra. And you label them both Malachei Hashulam. These are two sworn enemies. So what's Pshat Zugan Malachei Hashulam? And how can you call the Ra a Malach Hashulam? Zug the Rebbe as follows. A whole week long, there is a constant battle between the Yetzer HaToiv and the Yetzer Ra, the Malach Toiv and the Malach Ra. They can never both be happy together. Why? Because if a person is learning Torah, mitzvahs, so the Malach Toiv is happy. The Malach Ra is upset. If the person is tucking in to eating and drinking and doing other things or doing avairas, the Malach Ra is happy, but the Malach Toiv is upset. You never have a situation throughout the week that they are both happy with a person's conduct. It doesn't exist. The exception is when it comes Shabbos. A Yid kim daheim fratik senacht and a macht kiddush and a esta gewaltige seed and he tucks in and enjoys himself. The Malach Toiv is happy, Oynik Shabbos. And the Malach Ra is also happy. He's tucking in, he's joining himself, he's indulging. So Zukman Shulam Aleichem, Malachei Hashulaim. Now they are Malachei Hashulaim. With this we understand now, why is a Neshama upset when Shabbos goes away? Why? Because the whole week we never have such a situation when A person is in a matzav when both the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara are at peace with him, and they're happy with him. The Shum is happy. Everything's fantastic. Avad and the Shum is happy if a person learns and davens. But who can say the daven lishma? Who can say the learn lishma? Who can say the makayim all the mitzvahs exactly as it should be? Or the Shabbos comes along Shabbos, even if a person eats shaloi l'shem shemaim, he's eating just merely to indulge, to enjoy himself, is Hakol Holech LeKedisha, and also that ungeriefen a mitzvah from Oynik Shabbos. Memeila the Neshama is koyeves, because throughout Shabbos the Neshama is enjoying itself as from the Achilles and the Shseiah of Shabbos. Now we understand what Tosis meant. Tosis come along and tells us that there's no Neshama Yaseira Shabbos. And the Neshama is tak upset that it comes Motzah Shabbos, although it's Yontif, but Yontif there's no Neshama Yaseira. Says Tosis, so you know what you do? You don't need to smell Besomim. What should you do? You Simchas Yontif, Achile, Veshaseah Fin Yontif. That makes up, that's Menachem Neshama like the Besomim. The question was, so why can't we do this every Motzah Shabbos with Melava Malka? Why can't we do it when we learn a Shtikl Gemura? Why can't we do it by saying a capital Tehillim? Why Dafke is it the Achile Veshaseah of Yontif? Only that works, and that works as good as Besomim. The answer is because the Neshama is upset because it's gone away Shabbos. And when it was Shabbos, although Taka Pers was not on a high Madrega, so therefore when he learns and he doves, the Neshama doesn't have the real Hanu because he's not doing it properly. But the Achile Veshaseah of Shabbos is Menachem the Neshama, and the Neshama has enough in that because Hakol Holech Kedisha, even if he means Shaloi L'Shem Shemaim, and that one doesn't have the entire week. But when it comes Yontif, so Yontif is a Zilbi Yesod, Azoivi Shabbos, do a mitzvah and Simchas Yontif. So therefore, if a person eats and enjoys himself on Yontif, so therefore that is the same type of Achile Veshaseah as on Shabbos, and that is Menachem the Neshama. Ma'ashenkin the Melava Malka, although a person's got a mitzvah to eat Sidus Melava Malka, but since it's no longer Shabbos, it's the weekday, so therefore we revert back to the old Yisod, as over the Machaber Zukt and Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, that if a person goes Zukt to Sidus Mereim, in Kivin Lahanuas Atzmo, Zukt the Machaber, Ein Zeh Meshibach. Although you're going to a Sidus mitzvah, but since you're just tacking in to enjoy yourself, this is Nishma Shibach. So the Neshama doesn't have Hanur Finasidus Malava Malka if you're just doing it to indulge and not L'Shem Shamayim. Masha'enken Yontif, because you've got a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, therefore, is Oibazoi, the Neshama is enjoying it just as much as Shabbos, and that makes up B'mukim the Besomim.
So according to that, Ein Simcha L'Shamayim, so
as we eat first night, she was only milchik. No, this is a separate halacha. But whatever you eat on Shabbos,
Yontif.
Whatever you eat Shabbos or Yontif, you got a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, of Simchas Yontif. You're eating it. Yeah, avada. There's a special mitzvah to eat meat, Ein Simcha Elo Yom. But everything you eat is covered Shabbos, or covered Yontif, the Neshama has a no. So this we've explained the pshat in Tosfos. However, we have not yet explained the pshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam said the reason why we don't smell besomim on Motzah Shabbos is because, holds the Rashbam, we have a neshama yaseira on Yontif, just the same as a neshama yaseira on Shabbos. So oy bezoy, we still haven't answered Tosis Kasha on the Rashbam that Tosis asks. According to the Rashbam, why are we not smelling besomim Motzi Yontif? We have to smell Besum Motzi Yontif. If we have a Neshama Yaseir Yontif, we should be smelling Besumim Motzi Yontif. So I saw a Grois HaChiddush, which is brought down as a Chiddush, something new, from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes that not only Shabbos, and not only Yontif, but every single time, whenever we say a Tfilis Misif, we have a Neshama Yaseira. According to the Vilna Gaon, there's a Neshama Yaseira, Shabbos, Yontif, Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh. I saw brought down in a Sefer, it's the Hagos of the Vilna Gaon on Tekina Zoya, I've never opened it, but I saw it once in a sefer quoted b'shem the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon writes as follows: b'chol yoim misif, every single day when we say a tefillas misif, yesh loy leudam neshuma yisera, a person has a neshuma yisera, the he ha-misif, and this is the misif, toisefes neshuma. When we say a korban misif, a tefillas misif, misif means ha-sofa, that goes together with having a toisefes neshuma, they go together. Now we all understand that comes Motzei Rosh Chodesh, we don't smell besumim. The question is, according to the Vilna Gaon, why aren't we not smelling besumim if we have a neshuma yisairim? So one has to say that although we have a neshuma yisairim whenever we have a tefillas misif, but avada, it's not the same quantity, the same quality, the same intensity of the neshuma yisera. And I saw this in the sefer Oyeli Melech from the Rebbe Melech from Lezhensk, b'shem the Arizal, who says the same yisod, just gives it slightly different words. And he quotes the name from the Arizal. The Arizal said, every Shabbos we have a neshuma yisera. Every yontif we have a riach yisera. And every Rosh Chodesh we have a nefesh yisera. Now you ask, what's the difference between a neshuma and a riach and a nefesh? The answer is, I don't know. But there is a difference, and we all understand there is some type of difference. So therefore, it's very possible that according to the Rashbam, who says that there is a neshuma yisera on yontif, the Rashbam is also moider that although we have a neshuma yisera on yontif, he calls it neshuma yisera, but in essence it's really a riach yisera, it's not the same intensity and the same neshuma yisera that we have a Shabbos. So we don't need to smell besumim motzei Shabbos, because we didn't lose totally the neshuma yisera. We still have a riach yisera. So neshuma isn't so upset because it's still left over with the riach yisera. And when it comes motzei yontif, we don't smell besumim either, because we've only lost that riach yisera. So since it's gone down slowly, and it wasn't such a dramatic loss from 1 minute to the next, like every motzei Shabbos, it went bahadroga, therefore we don't need to smell besumim. That's how one could possibly answer the Rashbam. However, there is another answer which is given in this Fasemis, in Parshas Emoi, Tufresh Mem Zayin. And Ezuk de Gavaldige Chiddush, and the Zelbe Chiddush state in Kiddushes Levi in Pesach from the Bedit Shevaruv, that there is Avada and Ashum Yisera Yontif just like there is on Shabbos. The difference between them is that on Shabbos, when we comes Motzei Shabbos, state in the Pusik, if a yoy mashvi shovas vayinofash, zug nechazal vayinofash, vay of the nefesh. Zug des fasemes, we don't find this lushan mentioned by Yontif of vay of the nefesh, only by Shabbos. Zug des fasemes and the Bedit Shivaruf, the Zelbi Yisod, and we'll soon see in a minute, this is a Befeish Rambam, that when it comes Motzei Shabbos, a person loses his neshuma yisera. However, when it comes Motzei Yontif, you don't lose your neshuma yisera. And the reason for it being, they explain as follows. That what a person works for through his hard work, that belongs to you. That's what you've worked, and that's what you've earned, and that's what you keep. Something which was given to you as a pikodon, when the time comes, the time's elapsed, you have to give back the pikodon. We know Shabbos, Klal Yisrael are not koiveya, are not mekadosh the Shabbos. Shabbos is kevia v'kaima. Every single Shabbos, every seventh day is Shabbos automatically. So Bezin is Yom Mekadosh Lechoydish, is Nish Mekadosh Lechoydish. Shabbos is Kevir V'kaima. Narachayim HaKudosh writes in Parshas Bereishis, makes a Cheshbon. There's never been a Shabbos since Brias HaOilam that there wasn't somebody who was keeping Shabbos. He writes that Ha'odam HaRishon kept Shoyach Shabbos, and later on Noach and so on. Shabbos has always been kept, and Shabbos is kevir v'kaima. Shabbos is a matuna from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. It's a pikudan. It counts more to Shabbos. Vai of the nefesh, says Rabbi Shem, I'm taking back my pikudan which I gave to you. Therefore, counts more to Shabbos, we lose the neshama yisera. Yontif is not kevir v'kaima. Bezin or Mekadosh the Chodesh, Mekadosh Yisrul v'Hazmanim. Bezin or Koveya, when is going to be Yontif? And since Bezin, they are Koveya, and they are Koveya the Kedishas HaYontif, this is something which we are making, and since something which we are making, so if we make it, it's not a Pikodon from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and therefore, that, what we have earned, is what we keep. Meile Zukta Svasemes, and the B'dit Shavaruv, therefore, comes Motzei Shabbos, the Neshama's Kievus, Neshama Yisrael goes away. Comes Yontif, however, whatever you've put into that Yontif, that's what stays with you, and that's what you keep, and therefore you don't need to smell Besomim, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif. And Azoi Shab, the Ramban, he's got a Sefer called Emina Ibituchen, a Sefer from the Ramban, in Perik Yitchof Aleph, he writes the following words, Yontif bichlal haShabbos. Yontif is included in Shabbos. Shekilam nikrui moyadei Hashem. And he carries on and he says as follows: Neshama yisera yesh leudam b'Shabbos v'yontif, ve'ena mistalekes b'chol shemoyed. The neshama yisera does not disappear when it comes chol shemoyed. Ve'loy b'motzuei yontif lechol, and the neshama yisera is not mistalekes either from yontif to chol. Shlachein ein mevarchim ala besomim b'motzuei yontif. Very clear words in the Ramban. You know why you don't smell besomim motzuei yontif? Because the neshama is nish mistalekes. Eina mistalekes b'choil shemoyed v'loy b'motzuei yontif l'chol, and therefore we don't smell besomim. The Ramban is not mefarish what he means to say, nor the Hezba is takavisa shteit. From the Svasemis and the Bedit Shavaruf, that what we worked upon, that we don't lose. So therefore, is answered the Kasha from Toises on the Rashbam, why don't we smell Besumim Motzei Yontif if we have a Neshama Yisera Yontif? The Teretz is, because we don't lose that in the Neshama Yisera of Yontif, therefore we don't need to smell Besumim or Motzei Yontif. That's Neshama Seira of Shabbos. That's Neshama Seira. Oh, but since you have Neshama Seira of Yontif, yeah, and that Neshama Seira doesn't go away, so, yeah. The Neshama Seira for Shabbos, Neshama Seira for Yontif. Again, so Motzei Shabbos don't need to smell Besomim because you got your Yontif and Neshama Seira. Motzei Yontif don't smell Besomim because that stays. And comes next Shabbos, you got the Shabbos and Neshama Seira. Kimta Avna Neze, yes, and Ezuk de Gavaldi Gechab. We know Chazal tell us, Kim Avrum Avini Kol HaToyra Killer. Koidim Shnitna, Afila Erev Tavshilin. In the Mefoshim Aski Kasha, why did Chazal single out Dafka this mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin? Is the Vilna Gaon's Taka got a different gear, so he says Erev Tachimim. Oh, but in the Gemara and Pashas Azoy, it's like Erev Tavshilin. Why is Erev Tavshilin been singled out from all the mitzvahs? Avraham Avinu, he kept Kolat Torah, he even kept Erev Tavshilin. Zuk de Avne Neize lefi dakeini a gewaltige chab. And he says as follows. We know Chazal were masakin a mitzvah of Erev Tashilin to enable us to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Because ein Yontif meichen le Shabbos. Freik de Avne Neize lechoyre se schwerze verstehen. Why can't you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? I understand a person can't prepare from a Kedisha Chamira to a Kedisha Kala. From a greater Kedisha, so Nishka Kovit, for the greater Kedisha, to prepare for a lesser Kedisha. So therefore I can understand, for example, on Yontif you can't cook for a weekday, you can't even cook for Chol HaMoed, because Yontif is a Kedisha Chamira, Chol HaMoed in a weekday is a Chol HaMoed is a Kedisha Kala, Chol HaMoed is a weekday is not B'chalishkin Kedisha. You can't cook from a Kedisha Chamira to a lesser Kedisha. Although when we're speaking about Yontif preparing for Shabbos, Yontif is a cleaner Kedisha of his Shabbos. So why can one not prepare without an Erev Tavshilin from Yontif to Shabbos? Azoy Frek de Avna Neza. And Zukta, with this Yisod, a gewaltige chab. We have a gemura mesechtes nuzi in daf peivov or medalef a machloikis in the gemura between Rebbe Elezer and the Chachomim. What happened if a kohen gadol and a nuzi were walking along the road and they found a mes mitzvah? So they have to bury this mes mitzvah. Which of these two people should bury the mes mitzvah? The kohen gadol or the nuzi? Says the Rebbe Elezer. Rebbe Elezer says that rather the kohen gadol, he should be metame himself and bury the mes mitzvah, because the kedusha of a kohen gadol is less than the kedusha of a nuzi. So let's rather let the kohen gadol be metame himself. Comes on the Chachomim, and the Chachomim say no. Yitame nuzi shes kedushusoy kedushas oilam. Zukte Chachomim. Rather let the nuzi be metame himself, although the kedusha of the nuzi is a greater kedusha, but the kedusha of a nuzi is only a kedusha l'zman. A person can be a nuzi for 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, whatever, a year, 5 years. It's a temporary kedusha. A kohen gadol is a kedushas oilam. So, and Azoi Paskin the Rambam, the Aluch is like the Chachomim, although the Nuzi is a greater level of Kedisha than the Kohen Gadol, however, the Nuzi has to be Metame himself, because a temporary great Kedisha is not as Chomer as Kedisha's Oilam of the Kohen Gadol. You know why you need to have an Erev Tavshilin to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. The kasha is, as Yontif is doch a klener kedisha, vi kedisha Shabbos, Shabbos is chayv skilas, as a chagresa kedisha. The answer is, because we see that kedisha Shabbos, kent motza Shabbos, vi of the nefesh, the neshama yisera goes back. So it's only a temporary kedisha. Ma she'en kent motza Yontif, we don't smell the sumim. Zug the Ramban, Sasem is a bit shivarov. The reason is because the Kedisha, the Avoider, the Neshom Yisera, what you got on Yontif, does blab mitamensh loilam vu'eh, does is Kedisha's oilam. So although Kedisha's Shabbos is greater be'etzem than Kedisha's Yontif, or but Kedisha's Shabbos is considered Kedisha Lizman, and Kedisha's Yontif is Kedishu soy Kedisha's oilam. Therefore, in a gewisse oifen, is Yontif is a stärkere, gressere Kedisha vi Kedisha's Shabbos, and therefore is ein Yontif Meichin LeShabbos. Now come back to the Gemara. Chazal tell us, Kiyam Avram Avini Kol HaTorah Kohen Shenitna Afila Erev Tavshilin. What is the Afila Erev Tavshilin? Says the Avnei Nezer, this Yisod, this concept is taka true legaba all of us today after Kabbalah HaTorah. Ob Avram Avini, he kept Kol HaTorah Kohen Shenitna, so he had no chiv to keep Shabbos either. So by him, when he kept Shabbos, this was the same as us keeping Yontif. We are Mekadosh this month in Yontif. Avraham Avinu koydim kabbalas HaTorah had no chiv to keep Shabbos. So when he kept Shabbos, he was mekabel on himself kedushas Shabbos. So by Avraham Avinu, his Shabbos, his avoidance from Shabbos, is geblibim loylam vued. So therefore, be'etzim by him, kedushas Shabbos was for sure greater than kedushas Yontif. Because by him, Sai Yontif and Sai Shabbos was Kedishas Oilam. So therefore, Avraham Avinu didn't need to have an Erev Tavshilin. So why did Avraham Avinu make Erev Tavshilin? By him, the whole concept is not Shayach at all. The answer is, just tell us, Chazal, the Chashiv is Avraham Avinu. Kim Avraham Avinu, Kol HaTorah Kohen and Kodesh, Afil Erev Tavshilin. Hagam, by him, the whole thing wasn't Shayach at all. But since Le'usid, Noch Kabbalas HaTorah, Boishim will give us, Chazal will give us a Mitzvah Rabbanan of the Erev Tavshilin, although by him it wasn't applicable, but nevertheless he still made the Erev Tashilin. He made this Erev Tashilin because Lusid Lovoi, the Reboishim, is going to give us this mitzvah. So Hayoisim Midvareini is, as a coming the Yontif of Shviyas, we have to ensure, Taka, that the Yontif of Shviyas will be a Chaya Oilom Nuta Besoicheini, to ensure that the Avoid of Shviyas and the Kabulas of Shviyas and the Mad madregas and all the hasugas that we are zoicha to acquire and to attain on shviyas shouldn't chas v'shulam just evaporate on motzah shviyas. That should be a chaya oilam nuta b'secheini omen ken yirutzai.
I know he's speaking about Stalin knows here, but he knows that Shushan knows your Oilam.
Yeah, but even knows the Oilam is only because he wants to. He can
yeah, but Lemaisa, he said he knows your Oilam. Yeah.